Okay, we're recording.
Oh, the time is 6:33 of Monday, April 6, 2015. The chair will call the Human Services Committee meeting to order. Ms. Davis, could you please call the roll?
Okay. David Holman?
Present.
Mike Gable?
Present.
Greg Retzloff?
Present.
Anita Johnson? Excused. Leah Blau?
Present.
David Arrington? Brianna Ayers and Julia Alberth are excused. And Aaron Decker?
Here.
Agenda item two, citizen comments. If there are any citizens who wish to address the committee, please step forward, state your name and address for the record. You have 5 minutes. Seeing none, citizen comments are closed. Agenda item number three, is there a motion to approve the minutes of 3/2/2015?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Gable, second by Supervisor Blau. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Agenda item number four, approval of county executive appointments as follows. Supervisor John O'Day to the Board of Health. Julie Hausman to the Workforce Development Board. Richard Willoughby to the Aging and Disability Resource Center Board. Richard Kessler to the Brookside Board of Trustees. Is anybody presenting him?
I can talk about Richard Willoughby. Richard has been on the Human Services Board for a number of years and comes faithfully to those meetings. He had been on the Aging and Disability Resource Center Board for some time, and then the state had changed the rules. His wife was on a committee on another board that would cause a conflict of interest, so the state made us rearrange the board. But now that Case doesn't exist anymore and he would like to come back, and we do have a vacancy.
And then I can speak for Supervisor John O'Day and Richard Kessler. They're both reappointments. And Julia Hausman is, from what I understand, an assistant superintendent with Unified. And Sue Stavaglio Jarvis has requested that she take her place on the Workforce Development Board. She has too many other commitments, so this is working.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Gable, second by Supervisor Blau. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye.
Do we have this?
Yes.
We did.
Mm-hmm. They're not in my packet.
I didn't see it online, did I? Mm-hmm. Applications?
Yes.
Did you get it?
They're not on the packet that I downloaded from the website.
They're not in the packet.
Okay, we didn't.
They're not.
No.
We should maybe.
Okay, I'll have to check on that, because when I downloaded them, they were all there. Okay.
Yeah, what's on the website is just the resolutions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean. And each resolution then has the backup
nope.
to it.
No,
just
it's just the
with
words.
Signature pages.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know what happened.
So it had. Okay, so Mr. O'Day attended 27 of 28 meetings, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, John O'Day's been at the Human Services Board meetings. He's the chair.
That's been for a while, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as I've been on it.
Four out of five names, I know I've seen it before.
Was Dick Kessler or was the county board supervisor for 20 years?
He was 40 out of 41 meetings. Pretty good, he's pretty impressive there.
I know we've had KUSD superintendents that have had their designee on Workforce Development Board before, so. And it's usually somebody the next notch down in the organizational structure. I think before it was Sharonda Glass at one point, wasn't it?
Yes, she's replacing Sharonda Glass.
Yeah, so, you know. Right, agenda item number 5, approval of resolution to urge the Joint Finance Committee and or the governor to keep ADRCs under the county's control.
Can I speak to
them? Unless you don't want to.
Oh, no, I love
it. I mean, yeah, sure.
You've been doing it for 3 weeks.
Yes, I have been every day. Supervisor Boyd Frederick stopped by the office and he had a conflicting meeting today, and I guess Rick Dodge is out of the county. We were surprised by language in the governor's proposed budget that would give the authority to the administration to eliminate county's right to operate ADRCs, and allowing the state to privatize all or some of the ADRC functions through one or more statewide or regional entities. We have been speaking about this to a number of, we've been at most of the legislative hearings and listening sessions talking about this. And I guess there's several points that I want to raise about the ADRs. For one thing, for Kenosha County, that would eliminate about $1.9 million is what we received for ADRC services. And you have on the kind of the blue-headed all the services that would be affected by in Kenosha County by this action if we were to lose some of the functions. It's hard to know exactly which functions, if it would be one or all of the functions that we provide, that because it's the language is vague, it allows the department to do so. And it allows it to happen because there is no specific date attached to it, like some of the other legislation will say, maybe effective January of 16. This has no date attached to it, so it could happen at any time. And it takes the authority kind of away from the legislature, puts it in the hands of the administration, and they could make decisions about this. They also would eliminate county's right to right of first refusal on providing the services. The points that we're wanting to raise is that ADRCs provide information, resources, and guidance to help people identify the services that they may need. We help them with information that can help them live more safely, save money, and avoid costly care that can deplete their financial resources. When people make decisions about long-term care, they may be with having an unbiased place to call that has the breadth of resources available or information about resources available. They can get unbiased information and help them guide through the process in a way that would that they might be able to avoid the need for public support at a later time by helping them maybe to make care decisions and that would not deplete their financial resources. We have no gain in having them sending them to a costly facility or nursing home or to a assisted living facility, and so they can trust us with unbiased information. In fact, we very much have to make sure that we are unbiased on it. With the so 80% of the people who contact ADRCs do not enroll in a long-term care Medicaid waiver program. For those who are seeking help with the Medicaid long-term support, we can help guide them through the process and get them through the all the application process that can be very difficult and daunting if they're doing it themselves. We also feel that an 800 number, which is one of the suggestions with that has been made with this, is that possibly having the information and assistance function of the ADRCs just given to an 800 number. And we don't feel that 800 numbers have worked very well in the state, and we don't feel that they're going to have the depth of knowledge about community resources that we have here. They're not going to know about a caregiver, a family caregiver class in a local church, or their or the Veterans Cafe at the Festival Foods, or the Kafasi's falls prevention class that they're doing. So. We feel that that a local program is important. They're not going to have the incentive to work with others to develop resources like the equipment loan closet that we have that served over 700 people last year. We have a lot of community collaboration going on would disappear with this. The Falls Prevention Coalition and the caregiver Care Transitions Coalition that tries to reduce rehospitalization among the elderly, or the Family Caregiver Coalition looking at how we can better support families to so that they can take care of their loved ones longer. So these, and for many other reasons, we have asked that the county board support our efforts to retain ADRCs, and this resolution would ask that the legislature remove the language that would dismantle ADRCs.
So how much does the Kenosha County get for ADRC?
1.9 million.
Okay, because in reading the last sentence comment or whatever, then now therefore be it resolved that the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors this 8th day of April 2015 conveyed to the governor and state legislators that their request that the language of the budget bill pertaining to ADRCs be removed. So doesn't that mean that all funding for ADRCs, we're asking them to remove all funding from ADRCs?
Well,
technically, yes.
I don't know if there's any other language actually related to ADRCs. There's a, I suppose there, some, when they start listing the dollars, there probably is a line item for ADRCs because there's no change in that. But as far as any language pertaining to ADRCs in terms of changes, it would be this section that talks about dismantling.
Okay, but that's not what this wording says.
Yeah.
This says to remove all wording about ADRCs from the budget. So that would include any wording about money from the budget too, correct? If you want to get specific on it.
Yeah.
Because we're not asking them to remove.
I hear what you're saying,
changing it to
it's not
executive control.
It's ambiguous. Yeah.
Do you have the wording of, do you have this from the budget? I guess just briefly, if you will, I mean, this is a huge program. It has a lot of moving parts, tremendous moving parts. I know our county does it very well. I assume there has to be some big costs, or maybe the state has got problems with some things. Maybe they got some good ideas. I don't know. To me, I just read this as, we don't, you know, I don't know. I don't know how I can support or not support it, because I just think there's too many questions about this. This is like, how about, are you against the federal budget? Okay, yeah, let's not have them do it. I mean, it's just, it's not direct. It's too broad. So I would need some time to think about why we're doing this.
What
I mean,
questions do you have? Because the person who could probably best answer them is sitting to the left of you. Now is your moment, so to speak.
Well, I'm just saying is, did whoever wrote this, did they, you know, did they contact the state and find out what they want? Well, I mean, I'm talking about Mr. Dodd and Mr. Frederick. Did they contact?
You do have the power to amend the language if you disagree with it, don't like it, feel that something better works. That is within your jurisdiction
well,
to do that.
We have asked at every hearing. We've talked to Representative Kirkman, Representative Voss, Senator Wongard.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And to try to find out, nobody seems to know exactly where this came from.
Why?
And nobody knew where it came from. So then we and they did not know what the intention was. They talked about saving money by regionalizing, but they were guessing at that at the time that we were talking to them. Now, and at one of the sessions, then they said, well, maybe we could, I could, this was Voss talking, saying, well, I could imagine maybe something with Racine and Kenosha County. Strangely, when we went through the listening sessions, and then they would review what had been the comments that they addressed every one of the issues that were addressed except the ADRCs. They were strangely silent about that, and I think it's because they didn't know what was behind this language. It's a little bit insidious, and weren't as concerned at the beginning until we found out how serious this was, because, and I say insidious because it doesn't say that they are going to do these things. It gives authority to the department to do those things, to split apart the functions, kind of just the way it was worded here. It eliminates the county's right for first refusal to operate an ADRC. It allows them to privatize, to contract with any entity, including a private for-profit entity.
It stops them from being able to?
No.
Stops the counties from being able to do that, or?
It
allows the state to?
It allows the state to contract with any entity. Right now, counties have a right to first refusal. So if a county wishes to provide an ADRC, then the state is obligated to contract with the county.
Do you know how many counties do or don't? Just for point of reference, or close to it? Most of
all counties. Now, there are some counties in the north, and I have a map that shows. There are some counties in the north where the population doesn't really lend itself to having a single county entity because of the limited resources, where they've grouped the...
They have consortiums up there.
Yeah.
But those are self... They form their own consortiums.
Right. Right. Okay. And so then you have, particularly in the further south in the state, you have more individual counties. Any of the bigger counties tend to be individual county entities.
I guess one of the main concerns I have, and I think is what you guys have, is that the way it's worded in the budget is quite unclear. And that's what the main concern is, correct? That you don't know if they're going to change it or if not. Because they grant themselves, the budget would grant the power to the department, but you don't even know if they would step up and do it, or if they would just leave it as is, correct?
Correct, except that I don't think that they would, and from things that we've heard that since then, we don't think that they would have put that in there if they didn't intend to do something.
Something.
Yeah. The thing is, too, it takes away, right now the legislature has control over over this language, and how contracts are let. It also would allow them to they wouldn't have to go out with a request for proposals as well. So right now they're accountable to the legislature, and by virtue of their, then the state contracting with us, we're accountable to the county board. Our concern too is that you pull all this away and there is no accountability. Mm-hmm. That so citizens, if they have complaints, can't go to the county board, they can't go to their legislature. That's a concern.
To answer your question, so ADRCs are apparently quote-unquote grouped, if you will, in a couple different ways. There's a number of single county ADRCs: Brown, Chippewa, Columbia, Dane, Dodge, Door, Douglas, Dunn, Eau Claire, Florence, Fond du Lac, Jefferson, Kenosha, Marionette, Milwaukee, which I guess must have two. One might be city, one might be county, I don't know.
They have a separate one for aging and a separate one for disability.
Okay, yeah, that's all right. That's Aging Resource Center and then Disability Resource Center. Ozaukee, Pierce, Portage, Racine, Rock, Sheboygan, St. Croix, Trempealeau, Walworth, Washington, Waukesha, and Winnebago. There are 6 tribal ADRSs. Bad River Band of Lake Superior Tribe of Chippewa Indians, the Ho-Chunk Nation, the Menominee, Oneida, what is this, LaCorte Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin. And then there are some, what they call multi-county / tribe ADRCs. So Adams, Green Lake, Marquette, and Washura are in one. ADRC of the North is Ashland, Bayfield, Iron, Pearson, Sawyer, Barron, Rusk, and Washburn is grouped as one. Buffalo, Clark, and Pepin is one. ADRC of Northwest Wisconsin, Burnett, Polk, St. Croix, Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin, Calumet, Outagamie, and Wapaka. ADRC of Eagle Country. So there's a couple of others. Mm-hmm. But that kind of grouping may not necessarily make sense for us. But I don't even know if that's what's intended, like you said.
Well, the group... we don't know whether, which functions would be, they would consider regional, or what functions they might consider statewide. There has been talk at some of the sessions about a statewide call-in number, where an 800 number where people would call in to get their information. That's real concerning when people, for local people who want knowledge about community services. We update our resource directory daily with new information so that people can get things right away and the correct information.
Yeah, and there's a footnote here that says some of the tribes have chosen not to have an ADRC, but an ADRS, Aging and Disability Resource Specialist. Other, some of those larger groupings, like in the northern western portions of the state, have said they've chosen to have an ADRC, not an ADRS. But it's left up to those counties to figure out how they're going to do that.
Question,
Laverne,
this is budget neutral. They didn't take any money out and didn't add any more money.
Correct.
Only thing that might happen is an insurance company would start distributing the services.
Well, that could be. Yeah, it could be an insurance company. And we had heard talk of there was. With the other provision in the budget related to family care, definitely the wording for that would lead the way for a statewide insurance company to run family care. There has been talk that with a couple of the insurance companies were trying to make the case that they could do both. They could run family care and they could run the ADRC, provide the ADRC functions, but I don't know that part. I don't know whether that's the intention of the state.
Another question. A senior calls into the ADRC and talks to Shelley. Calls back a week later, can ask for Shelley, and we'll probably get Shelley.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys build somewhat of a relationship with the people.
Oh, definitely. And the worker can see if Shelley isn't in, they can pull up on the screen and see that they talked to Shelley and could try to help them, or, you know, to help them at that time, or you can wait, you know, Shelley will be back next week. You can talk to her then, or I can help you with that.
And when an 800 number, you wouldn't have that.
Not likely, no. You often don't even, get it. One of the concerns I know was of staff when they've heard about this, about the lack of accountability with some other 800 numbers that you don't know. You can't, nobody takes responsibility kind of for the
you could get Janice Joplin in Bangladesh.
Supervisor Retzlaff.
I guess, so you're saying this will not, this does not necessarily have to be decided by the budget? I mean, this will be, or will this be a, but this is a budget item, correct?
It's in the governor's proposed
budget.
Yeah.
I guess where I stand on this is I'd like to see this, we hold this for just, I mean, the budget's done in June, and I don't have enough information from what the state wants. I know we do a good job here. I'm not denying that. But I think we should, at least myself, if no one else, find out from the state what maybe their intentions are. Because they may have some good ideas. You know, I just label them as just this really bad thing that's going on up there. Maybe they've got consolidation suggestions. I know you don't like the 1-800 number, but in today's world, it works very well in a lot of other areas. I'm concerned about insurance companies taking this risk. I don't see them doing that, but maybe. But I'd like to ask some questions on that. So I'm going to sustain from the vote tonight if you address it.
I guess the only thing I would sort of put in your brain to think about is really there are two things. One, this is no longer the governor's budget. This now belongs to the legislature to have their fingerprints all over it in whatever ways they decide to do it.
I'm aware of that.
That's first thing. The second thing is, there's a number of items throughout what has been proposed in multiple areas, from agriculture to veterans affairs, that are things that for local governments work extraordinarily well. Some of them have a fiscal impact, some of them don't, and they're proposed changes.
If you're going to lecture me on this, don't, okay? I understand what they do. I don't need it.
But that's not what I'm doing.
I don't want to hear it. Okay? I appreciate it, but I don't want to hear
it. I don't know that you're going to find what it is that you're looking for by waiting, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I told you how I'm voting. So
if we get it out of the budget.
Supervisor Decker?
I have issues with the wording of the last paragraph. I'd like to work on that.
Sure, absolutely.
Because it's not clear, and I don't want to send something up to the state that's unclear just because. So I'd like to work on that to clean it up. So, you know.
Supervisor Ressloff, is that something that you feel comfortable partnering with her on?
Possibly.
What?
If I guess someone make a motion, I could vote if
well,
we're going to just
give me
hold
a
it. I'm sorry.
How can we fix
let her
finish? Go, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Give me a second. How even just to say and this is just, you know, not exact words, the Tenosha County Board, this is 8th day of April, convey to the governor and state legislatures that we keep language regarding ADRCs the same as past budgets or something like that. You know, that we're not changing. Correct.
Not changing the language.
Because this is
ADRC.
Yeah, because this is saying remove all the language, and we don't want to remove it. We want to change it back to how it's been.
Laverne,
to leave it alone.
Is the ADRC in the last? Is the ADRC in the last budget? How do you remember how that was dealt with in there?
You know, there might have been different language, like there was language I think expanding the ADRCs in the last budget and things like, so I don't know that you want to refer to the last budget.
Okay.
You could say maybe that the language of the budget bill dismantling ADRCs or restructuring ADRCs be removed.
Is it restructuring or restructuring the oversight? Because it's actually the oversight we're worried about, correct? Because
it could, no, it's the functions as well.
Is that language in there?
Yeah.
How about legislated that they're conveyed to the governor and state legislators, conveyed to the governor and state legislators that language pertaining to the restructuring of ADRCs
mm-hmm.
be removed from the budget?
Yeah, that would be
adequate? Let me write.
Language regarding the structuring of the ADRCs?
The restructuring.
Restructuring.
We'll let you write it out and read it to us.
I'm working on that.
That's like, I don't know.
And the purpose of they will know because they've been hearing from counties throughout the state, so they'll know what you're referring to in the and that it's that one section that talks about ADRC. So I don't think there'll be any doubt in their mind what you're referring to.
And I mean, you know, some of the other agenda items we're going to get to tonight. Like I don't think you're going to hear much from administration. They sort of seem to be done talking for the most part.
Yeah, they haven't been real clear about their...
And Kitty Rhodes even said she was unaware and surprised. That's not a good sign, especially for as long as she's been involved in long-term care nursing. So it's not a good sign. Not a good sign.
Okay, I don't... Can request... to the okay, how about now therefore be it resolved that the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors this 8th day of April 2015 request to the governor and state legislators that language regarding the restructuring of ADRCs be removed from the proposed budget.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sounds adequate?
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay. So I would like to make a motion to change the now therefore be it resolved to the wording that I just stated, plus in the first whereas, I would like to remove the word dismantle and change it to restructure.
You got a question, Aaron? You want to lead that last sentence?
Nope.
State continued full service county-based aging, disability, and resource center?
No, just end in budget. Let me say it again. Now therefore be Now therefore be it resolved that the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors this 8th day of April 2015 request to the governor and state legislators that language regarding the restructuring of ADRCs be removed from the proposed budget. Because then we're not talking about funding or anything except the restructuring.
And that pretty much, by saying that, you really don't need that last sentence.
Correct.
And that Supervisor Retzloff might then address your concerns because it still then allows it would allow them to look at those things to, you know, to still work on that and get, but it just takes it out of the budget bill. Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I'm just, like I said, we do it probably better here. And that's not the point. It's just, I just think that, I don't know, maybe they have some good ideas at this stage. Maybe they don't. But I'm okay with that.
All right, so there's a motion. Is
second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Gable. On the amendment committee?
Aye.
That was discussion, wasn't it? Or was that a vote question?
I
thought it was a discussion. I thought that was a discussion. So.
We thought it was a vote.
We mentally seem to be on the same page. Do we want to discuss it further?
I thought we were discussing it.
We're
taking out, right?
Yeah.
It's restructuring.
Yes, restructure.
You said the removal of dismantle in the first week.
Okay. So when you say restructuring of ADRCs be removed from the proposed budget, period.
Take out.
The rest is done?
Yeah.
After 2015, take out the word start at convey.
Okay,
get rid of all that.
Request to the governor and state legislators that language regarding the restructuring of ADRCs
be removed
from the proposed budget.
Period. Done.
So nothing else after that.
Correct. And then also change the first whereas, remove the word dismantle, and change it to restructure.
Yes.
Got it.
I said that's fine.
Any chance we can get a post after the vote on this, you get a clean copy of that tomorrow?
Well, it should be sent to the
yes.
board.
Yeah,
but at least so we've, got it.
Because it's going up, it's going for approval on
Wednesday
to the county board.
Motion to approve.
No, we gotta approve the amendment.
Yeah. I thought we didn't vote.
Motion's on the floor.
Okay. Right, yes. You motioned, you seconded it. All right. Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Vote aye, so the amendment is stalled.
Okay.
On the full resolution, their motion.
Motion to approve as amended.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Gable, second by Supervisor Decker. Committee?
Aye.
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 Aye. Did you vote?
I'm abstaining on that.
You're abstaining?
Yep.
Okay.
So I'm going to pass this around.
Which one is this?
That's the one, yeah. And then I'll attach that to the revised version.
Yes.
And I'll email it out to everybody tomorrow.
Opposing the language contained in the proposed state budget, which would prevent low-income adults with mental illness from receiving Badger care.
The proposed budget under the Badger care for adults without children has some provisions that would impose monthly premiums for people. It doesn't say how much, but would impose monthly premiums for low. Well, they're all low-income enrollees. To be in Badger care for childless adults, you have to be below 100% of poverty. And it would impose higher premiums for enrollees engaged in behaviors that increase health risks. It doesn't define what those would be, but it it does also require drug screening and limit eligibility. Drug screening, and then it would be a higher referral to treatment, and if you you could get a higher premium if you lose enrollment eligibility for Badger Care if you didn't pass that. But this resolution really pertains to just the two sections dealing with monthly premiums and the limit for anybody to no more than 48 months enrollment. So you could only be, no matter what, I mean, even if you're if you have healthy behavior and you're drug free in that, you would be limited to only 4 years in the Badger Care program. And although I'm certainly concerned about everybody, all low income people who might find themselves without health insurance after 4 years, for our division, the county is particularly concerned about the estimated 500 plus people with mental illness that would include. Last April, when Badger Care opened up, Badger Care for Childless Adults had a wait list for several years. And when they opened up enrollment in April of last year, we worked real hard to enroll people, low-income people that we were serving, providing mental health services to. As a result of that, our costs for psychiatry, for prescriptions, for hospitalization costs went significantly down. And we were able to, as well for some of our mental health crisis services, we were able to generate more Medicaid match because people, that is a covered service under Medicaid. So to have these individuals now lose Medicaid would cost us a lot of money, not either in if we went back and had to pay for prescriptions and psychiatry and hospitalization, or for mental health institute costs if people did not have access to psychiatry and prescriptions. So our estimate, it's a little bit difficult to in terms of the financial impact to measure exactly how that would progress. So Terry and I were working on some estimates, and we said that if this happened, if there were first of all, we don't know with the 4 year getting off of the program in 4 years, that would affect people later. We wouldn't see that effect until probably 2018. But there's another effect of people who can't afford the premiums, and if they can't afford the premiums, they may end up losing their access to Medicaid. We have some very poor people who wouldn't have necessarily the dollars for that. So we estimated what would happen if we paid for the premiums if people didn't have the money for premiums. It would be cheaper for us to pay for the premiums than to pay for the full cost of prescriptions psychiatry or to pay for the hospital costs if they didn't have access to their medicines. And at that, as we estimated that, we kind of roughly estimated, Terry, was it about $60,000 estimated for 500 people. So it's a guesstimate. It's hard to know how many of the people for sure would not be able to pay for the premiums, although we guess a lot, or how many people would be eliminated. We didn't factor in the at this point the drug screening, and that we don't even know if the federal government will end up approving that as well. So our concern is with the 48 month, it's really unrealistic to think that all of those individuals, particularly individuals with mental illness, will achieve full-time employment at jobs that will provide provide health insurance or sufficient funds for them to purchase health insurance. So we're assuming that they would then, a lot of them would be without without any health care coverage. Also, that impacts other programs that, that they could be eligible for, to like the movement, the bipartisan support for treatment as a, instead of jail, and the programs to help divert people, the behavioral health court, et cetera. It's one thing to have those programs, but if you, if they can't get the treatment, if they can't pay for counseling, they can't pay for psychiatry, they can't pay for medications, then those programs aren't going to work, or they're going to be looking to the to the county for support. The same thing with efforts to find employment, get them on a path of recovery and employment. Some of those programs would require that they have they need to have health insurance to be able to cover the costs of treatment and recovery services. So the resolution then would ask that the that language related to monthly premiums and the 48-month limit on enrollment be removed. Thank you.
Supervisor
Rickel. Question. So you're saying if even if someone got a job, the money they would make would not be able to afford Badger Care premium?
Well, I'm saying that a lot, it's very unlikely that many of the people with mental illness will get jobs over 30 hours a week that will, now you're not going to get, that they'll be very unlikely to get jobs that pay health insurance or sufficient sufficient wages to be able to purchase health insurance.
But it would be for Badger Care though. Are you saying a full, or is that, or not? Am I missing something? You're saying if they worked, if they got a job, that job wouldn't have health insurance for them because it wouldn't be full-time? So the money they made wouldn't still not be enough to pay for whatever premiums they may be required to pay for their health insurance? I guess I'm not, is that right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I'm saying is that if they limit enrollment to 48 months, then that would assume, and that's I think what Robin Voss said at one of his hearings, that he would expect that people shouldn't be on public they shouldn't expect to be on publicly supported programs forever. The assumption is that they would be able to find find jobs, and I think what we're saying is that the likelihood of people with mental illness some may find work within that and be able to support themselves and find work that has that pays for health insurance, or that they would earn enough money to be able to buy health insurance on the market, and that would be great. But we don't believe that that's going to be the case with all these people who will have to go off at the end of 4 years. That many of them will not be able to find the kind of work that would support health insurance.
Supervisor Gaben?
If somebody's on this for 48 months, they have real issues. I mean, they're also getting job training, and, I mean, if it's available, if they're able for it. I mean, it's not like they're just sitting there taking this for 4 years. I mean, you work with them, right? They get their medicines, the care they need.
Oh, yes, yes.
And if you're on that for 4 years and you still require it, just to drop them off is going to do what? Send them out on the street?
Yeah. There are many people who will not. Well, first of all, there are there aren't a lot of job programs for people with disabilities, or particularly people with mental illness. So it would be you know, if there were more job programs for these individuals, that would have, maybe you'd have a better chance of getting something. But yeah, certainly we would be working with them, and with, to the extent of resources that we have available, do some, there is some job coaching, like in the our community, comprehensive community services. It has a job coaching component. But it takes time, and many of the individuals are not able to work full-time. They can work part-time positions, but their illness prohibits them sometimes from working full-time.
But after 48 months, if we would drop them, what would happen to them?
Well, we would be seeing them, we'd be seeing them eventually. If they did not get, have access to their prescriptions and to psychiatry, we'd be seeing them through crisis. Police would be taking them to the, we'd be having emergency detentions. They'd be going to mental health institutes, and we'd be picking up the dime on it. Or we would pay, like we did before, in terms of trying to prevent some of the institute costs. We would be paying for some of the prescription and psychiatry costs, as we have in the past.
Supervisor Decker. Oh, motion, Chief. Supervisor Decker.
Right now, doesn't Badger Care cover, or don't people with disabilities have insurance through the state or the federal government, and they can't be kicked off?
If they're eligible for disability, that takes takes time to become eligible for disability insurance. Your time, if they get on Social Security disability.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Where do people with disabilities, where do they have their health insurance through, if they? Because they have it through Badger Care, do they not?
They can have it through through Badger Care, or they could, if they get, if they're eligible for disability, then they could, and that's been approved, then they would be eligible for this Medicaid for elderly, blind, disabled. Yeah.
Okay, so they're not, the changes to Badger Care don't kick people off that are disabled, correct? After 48 months.
There would be some people who are disabled who are in Badger Care who don't get Social Security disability. If they don't get Social Security disability, then they wouldn't be getting the Medicaid for elderly, blind, disabled.
Oh, but if you're disabled, they've made provisions in Badger Care when they made the changes to it and opened up the enrollment, like lifted those caps where people couldn't, the waiting list and stuff. If you're disabled, you're not going to get kicked off Badger Care, correct?
No, you could with Badger Care for childless adults. Yeah, you could get kicked off after the 48 months, according to this.
If you have a disability.
Even if you have a disability, but you don't have Social Security disability, which puts you in a different program.
Oh, okay.
Different Medicaid program.
So long-term disabled are not on Badger Care. They are switched to the federal?
Right.
Okay. So we're talking about why would the 500 people with mental illness, why would they not be able to be switched over?
That's a good question. If they didn't meet the Social Security if they didn't get through the Social Security process in time, it takes a long time to
4 years, longer than 4 years.
In some cases.
In some cases. I still got more questions. So, What are the month? So you say they don't know what the monthly premiums are. What are the monthly premiums now? There's none.
All right.
So anyone, any childless adult has no premiums whatsoever if they're on Badger Care. But we don't know what they would be, but we're against them in this resolution.
Right.
Okay. And then I notice in the resolution, the top talks about resolution opposing the language contained in the proposed state budget, which would prevent low-income adults with mental illness from receiving Badger care. But when we talk about the be it further resolved, it doesn't mention mental illness at all. It says that the be it resolved that the County Board of Supervisors does formally oppose any plan which would impose premiums and a 48-month enrollment limitation to the Badger Care program for low-income adults without children. So we're saying we're against premiums and an enrollment limitation for any low-income adult on Badger Care, not just any with mental illness.
That's how it reads, yeah, because you can't really separate that out. I don't know of any way that you would be able to separate that from the in the language or how they could identify, well, these persons have mental illness, so they could continue and the other people couldn't. I don't think there's...
So then this resolution isn't really about people with mental illnesses. It's about Badger Care, period, for low-income adults without children.
Right. I mean, the purpose is because of primarily concern with persons with mental illness, but the resolution would be for all people, all low-income people on the Badger Care Plus program.
Okay. Well, I'm not against having people pay premiums for their health insurance or healthy low-income adults having a limit to how long they're going to be on Badger Care. So I'm against. I just don't like the wording in this, so thank you.
Supervisor
Russell. Why are we going down this road? I mean, you wrote it. Why?
These are the people in most need. And they're mentally disabled, some are physically disabled, some are just,
And it has the potential of costing us a lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, if the other options, emergency rooms, mental health centers, a crisis center, we're going to end up taking care of these people one way or another. We're not going to leave them lay out on the street.
I
apologize. Actually, Supervisor Blau was before you, and I neglected her. I apologize.
Go ahead.
Okay, no, it's all right. I was just wondering, you know, I mean, we're talking about not just mentally ill people, but sounds like people who have long-term illness in general. Huh? Why, where did the 48 months come in? I mean, is this just some arbitrary number that they came up with? Or, because, we could be talking about any kind of illness here. You know, what if you had somebody who was on kidney dialysis, and there are very often people who don't have any money. You know, 48 months, they're not going to get better. You know, so I'm just wondering, I mean, not just aside the fact from the mental illness, you know, it's hard to predict how fast somebody is going to get better. But what if you have somebody who's like that, you know, I mean, what's going to happen to them after 48 months?
Right.
You know, they're still going to need that dialysis unless they get a transplant somewhere. You know, and that's just an example. I'm just wondering how.
There was no explanation where.
Yeah,
the,
where this 48,
where the 48 months.
Months. Okay.
I think the reason, you know, I would like to say that altruistic and concerned about the whole population, which certainly we are concerned about, but specifically as it affects our department division's budget, this could cost a lot of money once they hit that 48 months. If again that cost, that the savings, Terry, was how much that we last year?
We estimated $1.8 million cost.
If the 500 people that we enrolled lost their coverage, we don't know for sure how this would, but it could potentially cost us $1.8 million if we were to have to pick up the costs for that same 500 people again.
Did you have anything else? Supervisor Russell?
I question that figure, 1.8 million on 500 people. because the entire Medicaid budget over the two-year program is about $7 billion statewide, and it's going up. I don't know. I understand what you're saying in this resolution, but I don't know. I don't know if it's going to have any impact what we say to them as far as this. Kind of neutral. I just don't think it's going to have any impact on the decision making from the state side. They've got expenses. I mean, it's runaway expenses. It's a $7 billion animal right now. And they're probably looking at some ways to try to help out the people that totally need it. I'm not saying they don't. You know, who knows? So anyways, again, it's one of these things that I take as it's important, but, you know, okay. It's more of an opinion maybe than anything else. I'm not saying, I guess I didn't really say a whole lot there, but.
No, you did.
I did?
No.
If you have questions about how the county reached its numbers, the person who can answer that question, again, is sitting to your left. That's what they're here for.
Thank you again.
You're welcome. It seems like you forget, so I just want to help remind you.
Supervisor Jackson.
Is there a way that, I mean, we're talking about two different segments of people here. You know, we want to address the people with mental illness, but everyone's getting lumped in this. Is there a way that the state could address in the budget that people with diagnosed with mental illness are not held to this 48-month threshold?
I have no idea whether how they would.
I mean, they change the income levels, things like that. I don't see why they couldn't address specifically people with mental illness that, you know, cannot keep a job or hold a full-time job or a job that pays enough to cover costs for health insurance or has health insurance at that job. Why can we not rewrite this resolution asking them to segment the population of people with mental illness out of their changes? Is that something we could do?
Supervisor, you know, I look at it this way. I mean, if you're on Badger Care for whatever reason, mentally disabled, physically disabled, if you're a healthy male, 48 months, you're not going to be on Badger Care that long. They're going to put you to work someplace. I mean, just because you sign up for Badger Care doesn't mean you're on it forever.
That's what they want it to be. Right now, you can be on it forever.
But there would be a reason. There'd be some, like I say, Leah's example, somebody on dialysis.
Well, they would be, like I was asking, they would be on the federal Social Security if they're on dialysis for years.
Would they be covered under the federal, or would they could be still under Badger?
And state.
That was Richard Nixon that approved that.
There are also people who are care workers, people who are on Badger Care who are working poor, working more jobs right now, but not earning enough money, and so they still fall below poverty level.
But there's also, is there not exemptions? I thought there were also exemptions that if you have a job, if you are a working poor, you can be on Badger Care.
Yeah, you can be, but this would limit you to 48 months. Now we have. People who are working, like direct care workers, personal care workers, nursing assistants, who are working a couple of part-time jobs because they can't get over 30 hours, and they'll work more than one job and still be below the poverty level, and having to get Badger Care themselves. And then there's the Walmart workers too.
If I understand it, when you reach a certain level of wages, you no longer qualify for Badger Care, right? I mean, you can't.
Well, if your income is sufficient, then you, then you wouldn't be eligible, yeah.
So, you know, I'm looking out for, like she said, the working poor, and there are a lot of them, the dishwashers, you know. Walmart.
But that's not what this resolution says. This talks about mental illness.
Yes.
How can we fix it?
Can we table it and have you fix it? I don't think it's something we can sit and fix right...
Probably not.
...quickly right now, like we did the last one. Supervisor, table. Because there's several moving parts to this, I believe.
Well, the other thing we might be able to do is to contact Voss's office and see if they would be interested in something like that, because he did lead the effort to a task force with the last biennial budget to support some programs for persons with mental illness.
Because it would be nice to work like with someone like Speaker Voss, where instead of just sending something up, they're going to say, oh, that's nice. Send something up with some of their ideas that they go, hey, that's a good idea. That might work.
Oh, like I say, to rush with this,
Don't look at me. This is what's going on. I had something else altogether I wanted to put in your brain, but go ahead.
The rush with this was the timeline. I mean, the budget has to be approved by July 1st.
It doesn't have to be.
No, it doesn't.
By state, we have to have a budget.
Yeah, well, that's not... They've ignored that before, so that's irrelevant.
But could you rework, if we tabled this, could you rework this for a substitute resolution at our next Human Services meeting?
I would be amenable to that. We can work on that in place. You can get a hold of...
I'd like to make a motion to table.
I'd get a hold of Voss, too.
A second.
Do you want a table with a date to bring back for consideration? Because that's always wise.
I think...
next meeting?
That way you got a little fire.
Well, our next meeting's a goofy date. Mm-hmm. Give me a second.
Second.
I mean, if you want, you know, we could maybe do something specific just around this. I mean, that's fine. I mean, you all have had... We'll have had time to vet that out.
Our next meeting is before the county board. I make a motion to table till our next meeting on May 5th.
I'll second.
Okay.
I'll second.
And also from your standpoint, please, can you give us the exact number of people that you know, no estimation, and tell us how you came up with $1.8 million, even though I know I realize you had to assume some stuff. Could you show me the math on that so I can feel better about that? Is that okay? Whoever's writing this resolution, we get a couple things back.
Since there is so much interest, do we just want to convene specifically just on this and have a work session? Because that might actually be smart, given the fact that it's the same folks currently sitting in this room.
Well, I mean, you know, this might be a topic we'd like to take up. I mean, but it's formed now in a resolution that's gone to the county board for Wednesday night.
Not if we don't pass it. Okay. If we table it, won't. It sits here.
Yeah.
I thought you said a president once said it was. Okay, whatever. All right.
Dude, she's totally got you. That's your mentor. She's got you and 2 years of governance member. She's batting 1,000 tonight.
Okay.
And a motion to table.
You hit.
I got a second.
Yeah we got 2 seconds actually.
I mean, it's going to take you a while. It's not like you can turn this around in a couple days.
And I'm gone for a week.
Okay.
So. That's why, you know, when you said the next meeting.
How about I remove the date, and if he gets it done ahead of time, we could possibly schedule an earlier meeting?
I was kind of hoping the two of you would sit down and work on this because, you know, he's obviously got the passion for it, and you've expressed a great deal of interest. It would make for a very polished product to have the two of you sitting at the same table. I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
Okay. I know you're not kidding.
Okay, here's the other side of this. Why do we have to have a resolution? Why don't we just have this as a committee and... present it up to them, and they bring it up to Rob and Voss. And then why do we have to have a resolution that's going to be voted on? And some, you know,
there's something magic, and I'm not being sarcastic when I say that word, about the force and effect of law when it comes from a legislative body. You can frown, furrow your brow all you want to, but there's something about that carries an awful lot of weight. Okay. That's why.
I can argue that point with you, but I won't.
You mean in official?
Call me tonight after 9 o'clock if you want to. We can do that then.
You mean in an official resolution, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Actually sending it? Okay.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
clarifying.
It's got gravitas to it. We're just, you know, I mean, we send folk, you know, from various areas of county administration all the time for stuff. You know, I don't necessarily know, I mean, some of the deeper intricacies of policy, certainly, you know, that stuff gets vetted out with legislators face to face. But I think it may be, there's something a little different when it comes from us. People react that way. We want them to believe that when we go to their door and say, vote for us. So at some point, you know, we have to acknowledge the magic word just wears off or something.
Okay. Can I amend my motion to take the date off so that way?
Yeah, sure. You can do whatever you want.
I will, like you say.
Accept the amendment.
Yes. I'm leaving Friday, so otherwise I'll start working on it tomorrow.
So would you like Supervisor Decker to start working on it and send you a draft?
Supervisor Decker is busy this week.
Yeah,
funeral on Friday. So.
Sorry. Yeah, like I say, and I'll be in Florida sometime Saturday.
Would you be okay with my checking with his office to see if there's any interest in?
Yeah,
sure.
I will talk to you Thursday or tomorrow, or like I said, tomorrow's election day, so I'm busy.
So that we know we're going to table this, so do we want to just convene as a committee on this, or do you two,
I would say, as
however,
a committee,
want a chance to work?
Because we're missing, I know that Supervisor Johnson cares about, you know, this issue, so I'd like to do it as a committee.
Okay.
Do you agree?
I agree.
He obviously is interested, too, so.
He hadn't said anything.
We will... I am
very interested, and I'm just not so sure about the resolution part, but that's okay.
It's okay. Maybe it's just the way the resolution is worded.
Maybe it is.
Are we voting?
There's a motion on the floor.
Yeah, there's a motion in 2 seconds. All in favor of tabling this without the date, correct?
Correct.
Without the date.
Aye.
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 Aye. All right. This is officially tabled. Agenda item 7, discussion of items in the proposed state budget that would affect the Department of Human Services. Oh, really quickly, from now on, because we don't know exactly what's going to happen in this committee, we're going to need a delay between when stuff comes from here and makes its way to the county board agenda.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, that would be, yeah.
This is unusual that it's this close, though.
Usually still, out of respect for the process,
right.
Which I'm not, I can't believe I used those words. I should have
I was
shot.
Asked to rush this on to the county board because of the time with the...
Yeah, district, yeah.
So.
We never know what's going to happen in committee. Oh, that's so much nicer.
And John Jansen couldn't be here tonight. He was going to speak on item number 7.
It is 7:45. I just point that out to some people that were interested.
Mm-hmm.
So you want us to
no.
see 200,000 people?
No, I do not watch basketball, so I do not care. I am just pointing
state
out.
State federal tax dollars that you want us to just
nope, I am
leave
just pointing
discussion.
Out the time. Well, I will not be watching your basketball.
Will John be available for the next meeting? He's probably, having talked to him, is the most knowledgeable about the effects that the budget will have on
him. So are you thinking about having that a special meeting? In between now and May 5th to discuss the Badger Care resolution and item number 7?
That's up to all of you.
When you have a minute, you can recognize me.
Is it on what she just said?
Sort of. Yes.
All right.
Like I said, can you bring us this stuff too from the state budget that says these things so we can see it from the state?
Definitely.
I'm asking her, not you.
I know. Okay? I know. My feeling is that as a county supervisor, there's never been a better time to get deeply acquainted with how this stuff works and help find it.
We were given 2 days over. We got this in 2 days ago. We got Friday. Okay, today's Monday.
Don't you have the internet at your house?
I'm not going to talk to you about it. Could you?
Yes.
I'd like to see it just so that... we can just see what they're saying. It might help.
Yeah, and I apologize for not bringing
okay,
that with
you.
But it,
Do you want her to bring language from past proposed budgets too to compare? Because I know that was a question that was asked.
No, just the things that we're looking at. Just the wording of what it says that you've cited in these resolutions so we can see it.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
In fact, the Legislative Fiscal Bureau description is even better.
Okay, that's all.
Supervisor Deck.
To your point, a special meeting, it would depend upon the timing of how the rewording of the resolution works, correct, Supervisor Gable?
Yeah, let me.
So maybe,
so
maybe not.
So I'll wait till I'm contacted.
Yes, that's good. Right, Supervisor Gable? Wait till she's contacted?
I was looking to see when I was.
Wait till she is contacted to see if
someone will contact.
A special meeting?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm gone.
Okay. So we're going to carry over 7 to the next meeting, too?
Is that what the pleasure of the committee is, in the words of Joe Clark?
Yes.
I think so, since.
Motion to carry item 7 over to the next.
Second.
Item 7 over to our next meeting, or?
Next meeting.
Okay, motion, second. Fair vote?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, chair votes aye. Agenda item 8, such other business authorized by law. I don't think there is any committee member comments, agenda item. I have just one. I know I have mentioned at least twice in this committee about the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. This stuff is available online. You can put it into Google and it comes right up. You can get mad at me for saying that if you want to. Call Supervisor Molinaro. You can have a cocktail over and complain about it. Anyone else? He didn't like it when I said that, but it was true. It was true. It's like, you can look it up. It is not difficult.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker. Second by Supervisor Gable. All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Aye. Committee stands adjourned.
My iPad is dead. Yes.